Good morning, good morning. This is the old Trailblazer broadcast coming to you from the Metropolitan Tabernacle, 501 Opelousas Avenue here in old Algiers, New Orleans. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the old Trailblazer, bringing you another study this morning on God's Word. And we're looking at blood redemption, but we're looking at the general theme, or the specific theme, the sin offering. We're going to get into it in just a moment. Let me give you my mailing address. It's the Radio Missions, or just the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. But also, let me give you this information. Now, we are on the Internet broadcasting. They call it streaming. You can hear the old Trailblazer every morning, Monday through Friday at 8:45 on www.wlno.com. And you can also hear our Bible School of the Air and our worship hour from 10 a.m. to 11 and 11 to 12 every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time on www.wlno.com. That's our flagship station here in New Orleans, WLNO. And many of our other stations are on the streamlining now, or streaming, or on the Internet. So if you would, you write me and I'll let you know. But you can tell your folks out there in Hoboken or California or Missouri or somewhere, and call them up and say, look, the old Trailblazer, you can pick him up on the Internet there. And also, you can pick him up on our website at www.radiomissions.org. We have the Trailblazer on there, what they call real audio. So if you need any information on those things, write me and I'll let you know. Also, I'll send you a catalog or listing of all the Trailblazer tapes. They're all available. I'll send you a quote your price on every series. But we've been bringing you a series now on the sin offering under the general theme, blood redemption. Let's notice another thing about this sin offering that we were speaking of. Here in Leviticus 4:7, we find, and shall pour all the blood of the bullock at the bottom of the altar. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ, our sin offering, poured out all his blood at the bottom of the cross. From his head, his hands, his feet, his back, his side, the blood poured forth, a living stream to the thirsty ground below. His blood was shed for us, poured out for us. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And in Hebrews 9:22, and he gave himself for us, Galatians 2:20. He appeared to put away our sins by the sacrifice of himself, Hebrews 9:26. I wish you would stand there with me now by faith and see all the blood poured forth from the wounds of the body of our blessed Lord. Can you do that, believer? Can you do that, listener? Close your eyes. Close your eyes there if you're sitting in your easy chair waiting for your breakfast this morning. And just, and if you're on the highway, just simply let your soul relax. Don't close your eyes. Don't turn loose the steering wheel. But just look back and see the Lord there dying. He purchased with us, He purchased us with his own blood. God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Did you know Christ died for us while we were yet sinners? That's right. We were yet sinners when he died. Romans 5:8 says, that was that verse from Romans 5:8. But Leviticus 4:7 says that all the blood was to be poured out at the bottom of the altar. When our Lord gave up the ghost and said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. We find that in Luke 25:46. There was not one drop of blood left in his body. It was all poured out for us sinners. Now, doesn't that make you thank the Lord? Doesn't that make you thankful? Believer, you who know the Lord, Christian, my Christian friend, my Christian brother and sister, no matter, you may not agree with everything the old Trailblazer says, but doesn't that make you humble to know that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ poured out every drop of it there at his feet on the ground? This is not a fantasy world we live in, my friend. This is real. This is God's Word. I can look back by faith and see our blessed Lord hanging there, stripped of all of his righteousness, his dignity, his clothes. Yes. Oh, yeah. The pictures that you see and the statues that you see, so-called, have a cloth wrapped around him. But he was stripped, my friend, stripped. And then that crown on his thorn, on his head, that's all he had on, was that thorny crown. And every place where it pierced his, his body, his skull, the blood flowed down. Can't you see a bloody, gory mess? And besides this, before he ever came to the cross, the Roman soldiers had stripped him and had scourged his back with the Roman scourge, which was an awful thing. And they said his visage was marred to where no man, you could see that he was no man. Listen, read the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, will you? Will you do that? Oh, listen, his body, all the blood was poured out from his body. This great fact is clearly set forth on the night after his resurrection. The disciples were assembled there in the upper room at Jerusalem, and the Lord Jesus appeared to them in his resurrected body, and they were so afraid. They like you and me. Luke 24:36, read that. But he said to them, "It is I, be not afraid. It is I, be not afraid." Where did we see that before? When old Peter plunged into the water and said, "Lord, bid me come to you, and I'll come." And he did. And he was walking on the water, heading over there for the Lord, and he looked down, and he saw the waves boisterous. Do you ever do that? I do. I see the waves boisterous many times. I don't know whether to go forward or come backward, but I have to look to the Lord day by day. And the Lord said, "Be not afraid." And here he tells those men to be not afraid. "It is I. A spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have." Look at me. You see me that I have flesh and bones? Flesh and bones. Therefore, I'm not a spirit. Yes, he stood there before his disciples with those outstretched, nail-scarred hands and said that he had flesh and bones. He did not say flesh and blood, for he had no blood in his body, and he had poured it all out there on the altar cross. My friend, is this not a precious study to you this morning? How that our Lord was made sin for us? He was made a sin offering for my sin, for old Trailblazer's sin. That's right. For the old Trailblazer sin, for the old Trailblazer who was here before me, Pastor Shelton, for those who have gone on to before me and left this old world, and many, many whom I have buried in the last 4 or 5 years, many, many of them I've been able to stand by their coffin and say, "Ashes to ashes and dust to dust," to wait the resurrection morning when we will get our new bodies. I'm going to see them. I'm going to see those folks, but my desire is to see the Lord. The blessed Lord Jesus Christ, first of all, listen, he poured out all of his blood because he was the actual sin offering of whom all the other sin offerings were but a shadow. There where Isaac was to be offered and Abraham took the knife and was going to slay him and a ram was caught in the bushes. That was just a typical an offering typifying what the Lord would be. Every ram and every bullock and everyone that was sacrificed there in all of those years before the coming of our Lord, they only pointed towards the coming of our Lord. There in Egypt, when the lambs were slain and the blood was spilt on the or poured upon the doorpost, all of those pointed. There was no power in that blood. It was a typification. It was a shadow and type of our blessed Lord. But now our Lord has died. He was slain, and he poured out all of his blood because he was that sin offering. Listen, these disciples had either helped take him down from the cross, or he had seen him, or they had seen him taken down, a white, limp body. That's right, as white as the linen in which they had wrapped him for burial. Oh, but listen, but here he stood and said, "Handle me, handle me. Put your hands in my side. A spirit hath not flesh and bones." There the sin offering stood before them with no blood in his body. All of it had been poured out before guilty men, or for guilty men, a sacrifice for sin. And I sit here this morning bringing you this message, upholding and holding up Christ to you this morning as a blood sacrifice. Oh, you say, "I don't want that bloody religion. I want just my little decisionism." But, my friend, that's not salvation. There's no salvation apart from the blood of the Lord. There's no remission of sin. Do you know sins have to be remitted? They have to be taken back. They have to be cleansed. And without blood, there's no cleansing. There the Lord Jesus stood before those disciples as our sin offering. But the priest must take some of the blood in the basin and bear it within the veil. into the most holy place and sprinkle it seven times before the Lord. So our Lord had to appear in heaven for us. You remember on the morning of the resurrection, he met Mary Magdalene. Do you know where he was going? He was on his way to heaven. And he said unto her, I have not ascended to my God and to your God and to my Father and to the holy place. Oh, listen, listen. He was the resurrected priest on his way to the heavenly tabernacle in the Holy of Holies to appear in the presence of God for us to make that sacrificial offering. Someone is saying all of the blood was caught in a basin or secured in a basin. And when he went before God the Father, there he carried that blood. Listen, we don't know if that's true or not, but listen, he went back to heaven. He went back to heaven. He was our high priest. He was our sin offering. Yes, he had been to heaven, and what had he done? He'd taken his blood, put it on the judgment seat, and turned it from a judgment seat to a mercy seat, to a seat of grace. Do you know that high priest this morning? Do you know that sin offering? I do. I cannot live without the Lord. Oh, awakened sinner. Would that you would flee to the Lord. Would that you would not be able to live even through this day and this night without turning to the Lord. Fall at his feet like Mary Magdalene did and cry, Rabboni, Rabboni, or my Lord, my Master. Would you do that today? Would you do that this morning? Oh, you may have much on your heart and much on your mind to do today, but somewhere during the day or this afternoon, tonight, slip away. Find some quiet place and confess all of your sins, how unworthy you are to come to the Lord. You're not worthy to come. You're not fit. You're not a fit subject for hell. No, sir. Not in your regular, in your natural body. Not in your old natural state. You're not fit to come before the Lord. But the Lord can make you fit. Go there and confess all of that to him. Lord, I'm a sinner. The old trailblazer has recommended that I come to you and confess in honesty and in sincerity that I'm a sinner who wants to be saved. I know I'm not worthy. You've shown me that I'm not worthy. But you've also said that the blood, thy blood, cleanses from all sin. I want that cleansing, Lord. Lord, will you wash me and cleanse me in thy blood? You said, though my sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. I claim that verse today, Lord. That verse is for me. Oh, listen, I've read and studied thy word now, Lord. I see where you died on the cross. Make it real to my heart. I don't want just an illusion. I don't want a decision for Jesus. I don't want some little preacher to pat me on the back and say, brother, you're saved as I am. I don't want that. I want the reality of Christ. Would you do that this morning? Would you do that sometime today for the old trailblazer? And then sit down and let me know if the Lord has saved you or not. Listen, listen. Salvation is of the Lord, not me. I can't give you a plan of salvation. I just tell you to look to the Lord like the old trailblazer did me. Turn to the Lord, Pendarvis. Turn to him and live. Turn or burn. That's what he used to tell me. Turn or burn. And that's what it's all about, my friend. If you don't turn, you're going to burn. Oh, you say, well, I'm cruel. Pastor, you cruel. No, you know I can't be cruel enough. I can't be harsh enough. I can't be sharp enough to make you think of where you're going to spend eternity. One split second in hell, you'll wish to God you'd never turned the radio off. One split second in hell, you'll wish to God that the old trailblazer, you'd have listened to him and that he would have been more harsh in his statement, that he would have said, my friend, and call your name maybe out there. I could call hundreds of names. I could call your name there in Baton Rouge and Picayune and Hope Chapel and Hattiesburg and Mobile and all up and down this Gulf Coast from Lake Charles to Pensacola, Florida. I could call hundreds and hundreds of your names out there in Texas and in Arkansas. I could call your names up there in Tennessee and in Georgia and wherever. I could call your name because I know you. Would you turn to the Lord? If not, one split second in hell, you wish to God you had her. This is the old trailblazer, Pastor Pendarvis, bringing this service to a close, the old trailblazer. Remember, my mailing address is Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. Write me, would you, and send me a generous check for the broadcast. I appreciate it if you would. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.